So recently, I had a client ask me, "How, Simone, how do you keep going? Or how did you keep going at the beginning of your business when it seemed like nothing was happening, when clients are hard to come by, when things are just really tough? How did you keep going? How did you stay motivated?" And I remember when I first started my coaching business in particular, and my other business, but my coaching business in particular, I remember I'd trained, I'd invested in myself, I'd got my qualifications. I then started building courses, putting together programs. I started preparing workbooks and, getting my templates, my word of life template, and all these different personality quizzes and all these different things. I started becoming more visible, showing up on social media, taking speaking engagements, and really getting out there, getting out in the field to get visible so that people were aware of who I am and what I was doing. But I wasn't getting clients. And for some time, it felt like a long time. I think it was, it really felt like a long time that nothing was happening. Felt like I was stagnant. And it was in those times, there were times where I literally said, "Why don't you just quit? Why don't you just forget this? You've got another business, forget it." There were times actually when I was just like, "You know what, forget it all. Why don't I just go and get a job? Go back to, working, because this business is not for the faint-hearted. It really isn't. Entrepreneurship is not for the faint-hearted. It's not always plain sailing." And there were times where I was like, "Why don't you just quit?" But it was in those times that I had to really remember what I'd been purposed to do and what I was called to do. And that when we speak about Christian entrepreneurship, when we're talking about purpose, we're talking about what we've been called to do, what we've been destined to do, what God has called us to do. And so I had to really reconnect with that purpose. And I know I'd been called to coach and encourage and help people. And so when I wasn't doing, if I quit and if I wasn't doing that, there were people that were impacted by my decision. When we're not fulfilling our purpose, when we're not doing what we've been called and purposed to do, there are consequences to others because there are people that are attached to our purpose. And so I had to reconnect with that and really say, you know what, despite how hard this is, despite times where it seems like nothing is happening, I owe it not just to my, firstly to God, but to myself and to those that are attached to my purpose, I owe it to them to keep going and not to quit and to push through, the stagnation, the hard times, the pain, whatever it is. But also there's that and the mindset and knowing what you've been called to do, but also strategizing and having a strategy because it's tough. And so how do you keep going, stay motivated? I had to look again at my goals and my plans and action plans and make adjustments where necessary and readjust and look at other ways that I could do things to achieve this purpose. And I think that's really important. Even looking at where we are now in 2020, I really believe it's not a time to pretend things aren't happening, not a time to pretend that, it isn't hard, that for everybody, but speaking to entrepreneurs, that no pretending, burying our head in the sand and pretending that it's not difficult. It is difficult, but that we have to find ways to persevere. There's have to not I recognize that maybe not everyone is going to come out the other end of this, but for those of us who believe that we are going to, we need to look at how we're going to persevere through this. And it may look at re-strategizing, looking at doing things differently, looking again at your goals, saying, how can I change? How can I move in a different direction, but to achieve the same purpose? Okay, so looking at that, taking breaks. 2020 business, entrepreneurship, not just 2020, but entrepreneurship, it can be taxing, but especially 2020. It's been hard on business, on our motivation, and mental health has to be our priority. And so sometimes, well, all the time, it is necessary to take breaks, not just to fall into the trap of team no sleep and keep going and working as hard as possible and burning out. That is counterproductive. So take breaks, get into creative mode, sometimes just by being still, just by going out for a walk, doing what you can to be still, empty yourself again, and take a break. And you'll be surprised as how creative you could be in those moments. What can come to you in those moments when you dare to be still? There's power in just stillness and being silent. And so that's really important, taking breaks and slowing down. And another great thing is getting around like-minded people, getting around people, surround yourself. I surrounded myself and still do surround myself with motivating people, with positive people, with people, with entrepreneurs, other entrepreneurs who understand, who are like-minded. And so we can work together. Iron sharpens iron, the Bible says. And so it's important to get around people that can sharpen you and you sharpen as well. And it's give and take. And so that's really important, to get around people that inspire you and who you can also inspire. So I said to my client, you know, how can you stay motivated? By recognizing, first of all, that you are lacking motivation, because that's a great thing to actually be aware of that, to slow down, to stop, to reflect. Sometimes we don't actually realize the power of just reflection. So it's a stopping reflection and seeing how far you've come and celebrating your successes and your wins. I always say that to clients, like, you'll hear me say that a lot, about celebrating your wins, even the seemingly small ones. When it seems like that's so insignificant, actually that's a win. Celebrate that. Get into the habit of doing that, because we can so easily concentrate and focus on the negativity. Celebrate the wins, no matter how big or small. So be aware, celebrate the wins, refocus, readjust where necessary. Go slow, you know, go slow, take breaks, but don't stop, don't quit. Now, we owe it to ourselves and to God and to those attached to our purpose to keep on going, not to quit, not to quit. Just re-strategize, refocus, pause if we need to, but not quit. And so that's my encouragement today. I'm Simone Bell, Christian success coach, author, speaker, and trainer on a mission to help Christian entrepreneurs who want to build an empire without compromising their faith. And I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.